Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
When the kids turn unholy, Harrelson's Own keeps my patience divine.
Life can be chaotic, but Harrelson's Own CBD helps keep you calm through any storm. We make every bottle of Harrelson's Own from 100% organic CBD, hand-harvested right from the farm. Our nano-emulsified technology makes it so your body absorbs it immediately. So you start to feel it in seconds, not 60 minutes. It's actually one of the fastest-acting CBDs on the market today. Some people take it for general well-being. For me, it just makes everything about my day a little better.
It helps me relax. It helps me be there with my kids. Give your life a boost.
So to sum it all up, you're going to feel the benefits quickly, love the way it feels, pay a fair price, and you're going to thank us for it. Give Harrelson's Own a try, from our family to yours. Go to HarrelsonCBD.com to order yours now. HarrelsonCBD.com.
Hi, it's The Hurt. Hustler Turf, the brand lawn care professionals have trusted for years when it comes to premium zero-turn lawnmowers. They need equipment that can keep up with their daily hustle and can't settle for things that don't hold up. Many brands of mowers in the market today, and you know what? Many of them are fine. Hustler Turf doesn't do fine. They do high-performance steering, durable frame construction, precision-cut quality, and excellent customer service. Over 6.5 decades of building zero-turn mowers, ladies and gentlemen, they know what they're doing. And for us weekend Joes, Hustler Turf has a full lineup of residential mowers built with the same DNA. Using what the pros use, go to HustlerTurf.com to find your closest dealer. HustlerTurf.com. Over 1,400 dealers nationwide, they're knowledgeable and will help you find the right mower for your needs. Hustler Turf, it's not just a mower, it's a mentality.
The Volume.
The Three and Out podcast is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There is no better place to bet every moment more than with FanDuel. With football ending, we have the NBA rolling, March Madness right around the corner, and my personal favorite, betting on the PGA Tour. I cannot recommend it enough. You get winnings fast, and winnings are also delivered in under 2 hours. It's a fun to combine multiple bets from the same game parlay. No big deal. NBA, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. That would be what I would do. If you are new, just download the FanDuel app. To get started now, sign up with promo code Colin so they know we sent you. Hey, let's go. Middle Cup mailbag. Little weekend edition. Happy weekend. Recording this actually Thursday night. Just watched Kentucky lose to St. Peter's. The cool part about the tournament, which is just unlike college football, and college football will just never have this. What is the equivalent of that? Like Weber State beating Alabama? I mean, it's just, you can only get that in college basketball. Even if they expand the college football playoffs, you can never get St. Peter's in a meaningful game, right? Now, I guess you could get some random regular season games, right? Because they play some of these patsies. But the tournament, I mean, this is for the national championship. St. Peter's just beat Kentucky. That dude with a mustache. You think Coach Cal knows any of their names on St. Peter's? That's just, it's hard to beat, man. Okay, Middlecoff mailbag, at John Middlecoff. Slide up into those DMs. And get your question answered here on the show. That's my name, is my Instagram handle, DMs, wide open. Start with Caesar. Does Davante Adams going to the Raiders keep them in the AFC West race? A playoff team just signed one of the best receivers in the league. Can't wait to hear your take on the blockbuster trade. Well, you know, they beat the Chargers last year in a must-win game to get it in the playoffs. Now, the Chargers greatly improved. The Broncos obviously added Russell Wilson, but the Chiefs played the Raiders twice and beat the shit out of them. I think the final score of the two combined games was like 90-20. So they got to find a way to play the Chiefs better. Last year was pretty embarrassing against the Chiefs. You know, I think it's going to be hard against Russell Wilson, but, you know, I like the matchup against the Chargers. If you can find a way to go 3-3 in the division, I think the Raiders are in the playoffs. Or whoever goes. You know, the Chiefs, they're still the top dog for a reason. You just have to find a way to win some divisional games. You can't be going like 1-5 in the division and then have to go, right, then you got 11 more games and have to go like 8-2 in the other games. You got to win divisional games. That, to me, is the key. Show recommendation. I don't think I've heard you say anyone has recommended Heels. It's on Stars. It's about a family business that happens to be a low-budget wrestling league in Georgia, filled with dirty secrets and family drama. Honestly, it's better than I thought it'd be. And I haven't been a wrestling fan since the WWF Attitude days in an era in the late 90s and the 2000s. Give it a shot. You know, funny you bring this up, because I don't know many people in high places, and I surely don't know many people in the Hollywood sphere of making movies, television shows, and that type of stuff. But he followed me on Instagram a couple years ago, and I immediately followed back because I had watched the show Arrow on Netflix, and he was the lead character. He goes by the name Stephen Amell. And I saw, like last year, you know, we DM back and forth, and I actually recently went on his podcast. We text, I got his phone number now. We've been texting for a while, and I went on his podcast, and we were just talking about football stuff. He's a big football fan. He's a Rams fan. And I was just picking his brain on the podcast about his new show, Heels. And I think I'm going to start that. I'm going to record this on Thursday night, and then I'm going to go to bed, where I'm going to go into my room, and I'm going to watch the first episode. And Heels, I'm with you. Because I need to start it from scratch. You can find it obviously on Stars as well as Amazon Prime Video. Steven's a stud, and I can't recommend that show enough. I can't wait to go actually watch it right now. That was a great recommendation. Great recommendation. Hi, John. Love the show. Heard about you from Vincent Recruity. Friend of mine, Fresno State guy. Big businessman, crushing it now. Love Vincent. You can find his Enzo oil, olive oil. If you guys need any olive oil, if you live in America, go to I think Enzo's Table is the website, but just type in Enzo olive oil and you can find it. What are your thoughts on Kaepernick and if he'll be picked up? And who will be the Seahawks pickup as quarterback? Yeah, I mean, Kaepernick's 35 years old, so I see zero chance he gets picked up. Absolutely zero. You know, he got blackballed from the league or whatever a couple years ago, but he's now 35. You know, I mean, he's a year younger than me. Like, it's over for him. He's not going to get signed. Loyal listener, do you think Christian Kirk's outrageous contract, Jags going to jag, is holding up the rest of the wide receiver free agency from signing, or the fact that there haven't been so many good wide receivers drafted the past few years that teams can't get good wide receivers for cheap, or a combination of both? Also, unrelated, saw a tweet about Russ Wilson saying he didn't initiate a trade and it was mutual. Said to myself, you would be all over the course. Already liked it. Thanks in advance. Yeah, I mean, watching the Seattle thing, I mean, Russell clearly wanted a change. We talked about it on the previous podcast. But, if you listen to Friday's podcast, I've come around. I would have wanted a change from Pete as well. I talked to a buddy, the scouting buddy, about Christian Kirk and the way he described him. And I've watched him, obviously, you know, play in the NFC West. And, you know, he's a fast guy. He can stretch the field, a little stiff. To me, the key is the guaranteed money. He's not truly signing a four-year deal. He's basically signing a two-year deal. Now, it's an expensive two-year deal, right? But, you need to get a speed wide receiver with Trevor Lawrence. He's a good player, high-character guy. The other thing with the Jags is you got to overpay. No one's coming to the Jags, you know, just on their own volition, right? If you have options, they're the last team you're going to. But if they're going to pay you a premium, no state income tax, hard to blame them. I've been listening for the last couple years and have never heard you talk about the whole Kaepernick saga. Since you have connections in SF, I was just curious if you have any insight on the last 6 years. Did the Niners try to re-sign him before he hit free agency? I also read he wasn't willing to back up at quarterback. I'm not saying that some owners might have blackballed him, but it did seem like he was asking for more than he was worth, and wasn't he benched for Blaine Gabbert when he even before he started kneeling? You know, I lived it, and it's just one of those things that it's just the rest of the media talks about it nonstop. It just I find it exhausting. My simple take is the last couple years he was a terrible player. I mean, an atrocious quarterback. Then the kneeling thing happened. He got blackballed. I don't dispute that. He could have easily been in the league as a backup quarterback, but he was no longer good. The media constantly talks about him like he'd come in and be Josh Allen 2.0. No, the last couple years, in his late 20s, he was awful. He would like hit trainers on the sideline. He has no touch. He only had a fastball. He's not very accurate. You know, I saw someone in the media say yesterday, it's like, Wentz can get a job and Kaepernick can't. Wentz just threw 27 touchdowns last year. Kaepernick's career high was 21. I think Kaepernick, very, very explosive athlete, which also left. Those last couple years, like the Chip Kelly year and the Tom Sula year, he didn't run very fast. His speed was neutralized. So his most dynamic attribute was his legs and his arm strength, because he's not an accurate passer at all. And he can't read defenses at all. He had no clue what was going on. He played on those first couple years, fantastic teams, and he was dynamic. But go look at his stats. You know, the league has changed a little bit. It's been over for the last 3 or 4 years, but he should have got an opportunity to be a backup, even though he's not an ideal backup. But, I mean, really, who is? I mean, most backups suck. So if you got to go to the backup, they're going to suck anyway. Remember Elway tried to sign him, and he wouldn't take a pay cut. He refused. Like, that happened. Listening to the ham pod, one of the reasons I don't like it's just everyone gets so worked up over the conversation. We're talking about a guy that hasn't been in the league in so long. It's like the NFL's never had more success. Even Pete Carroll yesterday, when asked, was like Pete Carroll claimed he was a backup quarterback 3 years ago. It's like, Pete, why didn't you sign him? You don't actually believe that. I don't think any of these coaches actually believe what they say. Listen to your ham pod and talking about watches, take a look at Tudor. It's the same family as Rolex, but prices are far more economical. I've been thinking about getting a new watch. I said it on my other podcast. The watch market right now, woo-wee. You know, you think cars are hot. You think real estate's flying. The Rolex market, my God. Eventually, I gotta be a grown-up and get a real watch. But some of these, I don't mind spending a pretty penny on a watch, but it's hard for me to. I've just, a lot of people have told me the prices have never been higher. Obviously, the supply chain stuff. So, you know, I'm not just going to spend outrageous amount of money on a watch at premium prices. But, I mean, is it going to go down? I don't know. Eventually, I just need to get a nice watch. What do you, John, I hear you talk a lot of shit about the NBA, LOL. I watch basically every Golden State Warriors game. You know, I talk a lot of shit about things I consume because I actually, you know, I enjoy the Golden State Warriors. I talk a lot of shit about baseball. I watch a lot of baseball. You know, the only two things I don't talk a lot of shit about is football and golf, because I love those two things. Even though both things can get me worked up, but things that happen in baseball and basketball are just not right. What do you think is honestly the main problem with the league? I understand your argument of players not trying every game, but it's not like other sports, guys don't get half-ass and mail it in sometimes. I think you overreact a little. I don't agree at all. I think the overwhelming majority of people have turned off to basketball, not because of politics, though that doesn't help, not because of, I don't even know what else, but the product is terrible. When you let the players run the league, which they do now, and move teams left and right, you don't care about any team. Like, the teams just don't matter, because it's constantly changing players. When I was a kid, every NBA team in the 90s resonated like an NFL team. Like, if I say, you know, the Eagles, you say Fletcher Cox, Jason Kelce, right? If I say the Packers, you say Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers. their core guys stay on the team during their primes, right? Cowboys have Dak, Zeke, Lawrence, like they have Tyron Smith. You know, and football's been like that for a long period of time. Ray Lewis, Haloti Ngata, Suggs. Well, when I was a kid, the Utah Jazz, John Stockton, Karl Malone, Greg Ostertag, the Indiana Pacers, Mark Jackson, Reggie Miller, the Smith brothers, right? You just, the Bulls, obviously, you know, the Sonics, the whoever had the same guys on their team. You develop rivalries. Guys simply do not give a shit anymore. They are so rich. They move teams left and right. The teams don't care. When the entertainment doesn't care, the consumer won't care. So if the entertainment is going to say, yeah, we're just going to rest our guys once every other week, why am I supposed to care? The most valuable thing we all have is time. Why am I going to give you 2.5 hours of my time if you don't give a shit? When I watch St. Peter's against Kentucky, I was glued that second half. Why? Every guy on that court, Kentucky included, was trying their ass off. Like you said, yeah, sometimes guys, we're not expecting max effort every single snap, every single play, every single game. But the NBA, to me, is littered with people that just don't, the coaches might care, but the front office clearly doesn't care, and the players pick their spots. I remember when I was a kid, maybe not a kid, but like 13, 14, so like young teenage years, went to Arco Arena. That's where the Sacramento Kings played. The Sacramento Kings were terrible at the time. Allen Iverson showed up. Allen Iverson, if this was 2022, would not have played this game. It was irrelevant, bad team. He scored 50. I've never forgotten that 25 years later. That would not happen today. The league used to have, in a weird way, the guys were making a lot of money in the 90s too, but like a blue-collar feel to it. Now their most famous player has Wine Nights on HBO. Who's that resonating with? The NFL resonates with the common person. The NBA used to. Even Michael Jordan, their greatest player, he's a billionaire, resonates with us. Drinks beer, smokes cigars, gambles, fucks around, plays golf. LeBron has like these elitist parties with wine. Honestly, the most relatable players are the Euros. You couldn't pay ESPN to promote those guys. They promote LeBron, 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 LeBron. It's like, I don't care about LeBron anymore. Move on. You know? I find the NBA has lost its way, and I think it starts first and foremost with the commissioner, who is terrible. David Stern might have been an asshole. The media hated him. He dominated, and the league dominated. The league was right there with the NBA and the NFL. The NBA has lost half their viewership in half a decade, and I think it's him. Like, sometimes you got to go, yeah, this isn't going to fly on my watch. Obviously, things have changed since the 80s and the 90s, but you can't let players do whatever the hell they want, whenever the hell they want. Clutch runs the league.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips,
going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I think Adam Silver is the worst thing that's happened in the NBA in terms of their popularity, because ultimately it starts with him. He refuses to ever draw a line in the sand, and players are going to do whatever they want. And they've always had a lot of juice, but they've never, like, they don't even care anymore. Bet $5 to get $150. Start your bracket with a bang. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new customers $150. Instant bonus, guaranteed. That's right. You'll get $150 in bonus site credit, and all you have to do is place your first bet of $5 or more. How do you bet the bracket? It's up to you. How can you choose the money line, the totals, the prop bets, and so much more? You can choose the money line, the prop bets, the totals. You can do it all yourself. Which team would you like to take a chance on? Me, I like Tennessee, I like UCLA, and I like Arizona. So I would hammer those teams throughout the tournament. Plus, with cash out, the ball's in your court. So you can close out your bet whenever you want before the game is over. Join FanDuel today with promo code Colin, then you can place your $5 bet to score $150 in bonus site credit, guaranteed. That's promo code Colin on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. 21 and present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 533-42-ARIZONA, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit FanDuel.com/RG, Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help, Michigan, Tennessee, Redline, 1-800-889-9789, Tennessee, visit www.1800GAMBLER.net, West Virginia.
Tax season can be taxing on your identity because all your personal information is all in one place. Getting emailed, shared, and possibly exposed to identity thieves. Tax forms can be like one-stop shops for ID thieves, which means it can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. Protection against identity theft is easier with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock by Norton helps monitor your information and alert you to potential identity threats. And if you do become a victim, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it during tax season and beyond. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can make sure your identity theft protection starts here. Join LifeLock today and save up to 25% off your first year by going to LifeLock.com/3andOut. That's LifeLock.com/3andOut for 25% off. That's LifeLock.com/3andOut. Can I tell you about my friends at Shopify? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business, so upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere, synchronize online in-person sales, and effortlessly stay informed. Scaling your business is a journey and endless possibility. I love how Shopify has the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed, from down the street to around the globe. Like mine, Shopify powers millions of businesses, from first scale to full scale. Reach customers online, across social networks, and in an ever-growing suite of integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and even more. Gain insights as you grow with detailed reporting of conversion rates, profit margins, and beyond. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. This possibility powered by Shopify. Go to shopify.com/John, that's all lowercase, for a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Grow your business with Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/JOHN, shopify.com/John.
When the kids turn unholy, Harrelson's Own keeps my patience divine.
Life can be chaotic, but Harrelson's Own CBD helps keep you calm through any storm. We make every bottle of Harrelson's Own from 100% organic CBD, hand-harvested right from the farm. Our nano-emulsified technology makes it so your body absorbs it immediately. So you start to feel it in seconds, not 60 minutes. It's actually one of the fastest acting CBDs on the market today. Some people take it for general well-being. For me, it just makes everything about my day a little better.
It helps me relax. It helps me be there with my kids. Give your life a boost.
So to sum it all up, you're going to feel the benefits quickly, love the way it feels, pay a fair price, and you're going to thank us for it. Give Harrelson's Own a try, from our family to yours. Go to HarrelsonCBD.com to order yours now. HarrelsonCBD.com.
How would you rank these news stories in terms of importance? Aaron Rodgers re-signing with the Packers, Russell Wilson trade, Tom Brady unretiring. I would say Aaron Rodgers would be last, especially now with Devontae leaving. I would say Russell Wilson traded is pretty nuts, and Tom Brady. It'd be one of those two. Because Denver without Russell Wilson and Tampa without Tom Brady, both were not going to be any good. So you put those two teams, they're both playoff teams again. And I mean, obviously Tampa can win the Super Bowl. And depending on how good this coach is, maybe Denver can too. I would put Rodgers last. I'd probably go Russell, Brady, Rodgers would be my order. Hey, John, big Eagles fan. I like the team that Howie is putting together. Little extension today for Howie. I know you're not a Hurts guy, but if they have a solid draft and add a couple more guys in free agents, they'll have a good roster. I agree. The Niners and Titans have been contenders without elite quarterback play. Why can't the Eagles? Hurts may not have the largest ceiling. I think that's a good comp. The difference is, like, Jimmy and Tannehill throw the ball better. Like, Jalen does not throw the ball very well. He's a below-average thrower of the football. Like, to me, that's a major issue. Now, guys improve. Can he take a big jump? Because he has improved in his life, right? I talked to a buddy actually a while back. He's like, I thought he was terrible at Oklahoma. He's better now than he was in college, obviously. But I think, like, if I put Ryan Tannehill or Jimmy Garoppolo on the Eagles, I think he would be way better. And you won 9 games with Jalen Hurts. But let's face it, last year you guys benefited from that schedule down the stretch, which was shitty, which you took advantage of. This year your team's going to be a lot better because you got all these draft picks. I don't know. I don't see it. Also, bonus, I'm a Sixers fan, and I disagree with your take on James Harden disappearing during the playoffs. He has a career playoff average. You can't box score scout. You cannot box score scout. You got to live it. And I've lived the Houston Rockets. I watched the Warriors bend them over and made James say uncle. I watched the Clippers do the same thing. I watched the Spurs do the same thing. I've watched James a couple days ago. Again, people think I'm an NBA hater. I consume the product. I watched Nets and Sixers the other day. And I watched Kyrie and I watched Kevin Durant. And I watched Embiid bring their A games. And I watched James shrivel. Like hopping in the Pacific Ocean, shriveled. The guy shrivels. And you know his problem? And again, he might care, but holy shit, does he carry himself like he does not care. And is there anything worse than a fan when you're invested, or I know this, a coach that's invested, GMs that are invested, when they're star players, it feels like they don't care? God, that sucks. I'm concerned about my Chiefs. We sign Reed, lose Honey Badger. Reed is good. Reed is a good player. He can run. He's a big hitter. He's smart. I'm not saying it's an upgrade, but it ain't a downgrade. I love the Honey Badger. The Chiefs love the Honey Badger. But he's trending. He's old. And he's counting to go the other way. Like, this might be an upgrade. They extend Frank Clark, who I think is overpaid and overrated. I agree, but they needed to move the money. The Niners do that shit with D Ford. He doesn't even play. Not seeing any big moves. Meanwhile, the Chargers and Broncos are loading up. The difference with the Chargers and Broncos, like, you got a $45 million quarterback. Chargers quarterback makes $5 million. The Broncos did not have a quarterback. So part of it was, you know, once you pay Patrick and Travis and Tyreek and Chris Jones, like, those are your four core guys. And I'd say that's a pretty good four core guys to have. Because every time you step on the field in the AFC West, you're going to have the best coach. Every time you step on the field in the NFL, the only time that you're not going to have the better coach is going to be when you play the Patriots. I don't even know if you play the Patriots this year. But you have the better team than the Patriots, so it doesn't even matter. But every time you step on the field against Russ and all those dudes in Denver, Devontae, Chandler Jones, all those guys, Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack, J.C. Jackson, the end of the day, you have three Hall of Famers on offense and one of the best interior defensive linemen in the league. Three Hall of Famers on offense. You think they're give a shit who you got on defense? They've made plays against everybody. Like, ultimately, sometimes you play really good teams. But when you got star players at key positions, buckle up. I wouldn't be that worried if I was a Chiefs fan. You still got the best player in the division. His name is Patrick Mahomes. You still have the most... I love Devontae Adams. Okay, Devontae and Tyreek, probably a coin flip. But Travis Kelce, like, who else got Travis Kelce? Jerry Jeudy ain't Travis Kelce. Keenan Allen ain't Travis Kelce. I like those guys. If you need a show, check out Pieces of Her. Pretty solid mystery show. Love the pod. I got so many shows to check out. I got to do Heels. It's my next show, Heels. Watch Heels, Amazon Prime. What's good, man? Love the podcast. I live in Indy, and growing frustrated and maybe impatient is the right word with my Colts. What are your thoughts on all the cap space they have every year and don't use it? And this direction of the team? Also, Show Rec, Big Sky on Hulu is pretty good. Appreciate you, boss. I flipped on last night before I went to bed the Elizabeth, the Theranos chick. They did Hulu did a show. Hulu's got good stuff. Hulu, to me, is very close to Netflix. Amazon Prime, they're you know, unique programming, like their stuff that they do, I think is pretty bad. Now, they carry, you know, Amazon Prime, like, with Heels, like they do Stars, and they have deals, but their programming, Hulu and Netflix is better. I love a good streaming wars. Everyone's like, streaming wars. I'm like, yeah, I'm paying out the ass to them all. Oh, the Colts. I understand it. I'd be a little bothered too. You know, like, why not? I know they traded for Yannick and Dakwe. Why not just sign Chandler Jones? I'd rather have Chandler Jones and Yannick and Dakwe. Why not go sign Allen Robinson? Who's going to be their quarterback? I mean, that's, to me, let me rewind. Who's going to be their quarterback? They traded Carson. They don't have a quarterback. If the season started tomorrow, what would they do? And I know it doesn't, but still, what are they doing? Kind of crazy when you think about it. I think highly of Chris Ballard. But holy moly. I'm a big Seahawks fan, but I also love what Kyle is doing in San Francisco. Now that Russell drama move away to Denver, could you see Kaepernick playing for the Hawks? I think this is a much bigger story on social media than it is in reality. There is no front office talking about signing Colin Kaepernick. This is a Twitter-led story when Schefter tweeted it out in Florio. I'll promise you. NFL teams are not discussing signing Colin Kaepernick at 35 years old. And if someone does, I'll be the first to say I was way wrong. But
I do not see it. I saw your tweet on Cousins. I basically said I think people talk way too much shit on him. He's not as bad as people think. It had to come in the mailbag. So we'll see what Nick's bringing here. Living in Minnesota and being a diehard Vikings fan, I feel like the deal they made for Cousins was good for the team and was short-term enough to be right for his caliber of player. He's honestly damn good and the best option currently on the market. Maybe minus Watson. Well, yeah, he's definitely not as good as Watson. But how many games is he going to be suspended for? Good question. Probably several. Everyone hates on him, but I think he can win in the right system. I agree. He has. You guys won on the road against the Saints. Didn't he hit that over-the-shoulder pass to Thielen? Do you know what's crazy about my mind? I can remember 3 years ago, Kirk Cousins hitting Adam Thielen in a playoff game against the Saints over his shoulder to ice the game, yet I can't remember something that happened 2 weeks ago. Isn't it crazy how brains work? It really is. What you really care about, what you're really invested in, and honestly, I don't even care that, like, why was I that invested in a Viking-Saints first-round game? Yet I can remember the most important moment. It's probably the most important pass he's had. Now, I was at the game the next week. They played the Niners. He actually made a nice touchdown pass to Stephon Diggs in that game, and then the Niners beat the shit out of him. But I'm with you. He's going to make $200-plus million in his career, and everyone's going to talk a lot of shit. But when the dust settles, there are – how many guys are you really taking over him? He's easily a top 13 quarterback. Now, here's his problem. You feel great about him against a top-flight guy in a big game. You don't. But if your team is built up well, you can make the playoffs with Kirk Cousins. The Vikings should make the playoffs in 2020. Two. I saw Deebo Samuel tweeted, the NFC keeps getting easier and easier. And he's right. The Packers are going to be dependent on all these 22-year-old kids. They're worse. I mean, Devontae is the second-best player by a mile. So they got worse today. You got the Bucks, the Rams. We'll see where Watson goes. But if he goes to the Falcons, like, are the Falcons really that good? I still like the Bucks way more. The Niners have Trey Lance. They got to figure out, unless they land Matt Ryan. But the Niners, to me, are better. I mean, they beat the Packers with Adams, but they're better than a Devontae-less Packers. Long-time question. Saints and Pelicans fan. I know you're more of an NFL guy, but I figured I would ask an NBA question before the start of NFL free agency. With the addition of CJ McCollum and the expected return of Zion next season, do you think the Pelicans can be an actual contender? Zion, CJ, Valanciunas, Ingram, Herbert Jones. I keep hearing all these people talk about Herbert Jones. The only one I would consider is unproven is Jones, who is an excellent defender. The rest of the starters have proven that they can play. Just curious on your opinion. Also, if you get a chance, check out The Scheme on HBO. The documentary on corruption in college basketball. Great watch. Love, love a good sports documentary about corruption. Yeah, I mean, if Zion comes back, you guys should be pretty good. Because the Warriors aren't going anywhere. The Suns aren't going anywhere. The Mavs aren't going anywhere. The Jazz could blow it up. Denver's not going anywhere. Kings suck. Clippers are going to be back because Kawhi and Paul George. Clippers are going to be sweet. The Lakers blow. Who am I missing? I'm just working west. Matt, the Rockets are way far away. Yeah, you should be a playoff team next year. I think you are like a playing team this year. See, people think, I know my NBA. My issue with the NBA is I get mad at Adam Silver because I grew up loving the NBA. Sean Kemp, John Stockton, Karl Malone, Shaq, David Robinson, Patrick Ewing. These guys were bad at Allen Iverson, then Duncan and Garnett. What have you done, Adam Silver? Terrible. I mean, you're awful. Whenever the media loves you that much as a commissioner, think about this. The commissioners the media hates, business booms. David Stern, Roger Goodell. Media despise those two guys. Their leagues on their watch took off like a rocket ship. Media loves Adam Silver. Problem. Hell, even Manfred. The media thinks he's a village idiot. Baseball is actually crushing it locally. Okay. Have a good weekend. This is your weekend. Hell, if you're listening to this on Sunday, your weekend's almost over. Don't get a case of the Monday. See ya.
Volume.
Are you looking for the hottest gambling advice out there? Check out the Moneyline Monaco podcast, powered by FanDuel. Every weekday, our guy Alex Monaco will give you his best bets, including game picks, props, same game parlays, and much more. Monaco is in another groove and has won nearly 60% of his bets all time. So don't miss your chance to make some money by downloading the Moneyline Monaco wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volumes Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Square. What if your business could sell anywhere, at any time, and open to more customers, all by making one simple choice? Square has everything a business needs to open online, on social media, in-store, and on whatever new sales channels might come next, with powerful commerce tools that set up in minutes. Go to square.com/commerce to learn what's possible. So if your business is open to new opportunities, Square can help you open everywhere they are. Go to square.com/commerce to learn what's possible.
When the kids turn unholy, Harrelson's Own keeps my patience divine.
Life can be chaotic, but Harrelson's Own CBD helps keep you calm through any storm. We make every bottle of Harrelson's Own from 100% organic CBD, hand-harvested right from the farm. Our nano-emulsified technology makes it so your body absorbs it immediately, so you start to feel it in seconds, not 60 minutes. It's actually one of the fastest-acting CBDs on the market today. Some people take it for general well-being. For me, it just makes everything about my day a little better.
It helps me relax. It helps me be there with my kids. Give your life a boost.
So to sum it all up, you're going to feel the benefits quickly, love the way it feels, pay a fair price, and you're going to thank us for it. Give Harrelson's Own a try, from our family to yours. Go to HarrelsonCBD.com to order yours now. HarrelsonCBD.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.